The draft agreement was announced to reporters by the International Atomic Energy Agency's chief, Mohamed El-Baradei, who has given all parties involved until Friday to approve it.
I have circulated a draft agreement that reflects, in my judgment, a balanced approach to how to move forward. The deadline for the parties to give, I hope, affirmative action is Friday, 2 days from now. And if we do get an affirmative action, then I hope we will have an agreement that we can send it to the Board of Governors.
El-Baradei said France was included in the draft agreement. Talks this week gathering Russia, the United States, France, Iran, and the IAEA stalled on Tuesday over Iran's reluctance to have France participate in any deal on enriching its uranium. El-Baradei, however, described the discussions as constructive and forward-looking. The IAEA chief did not elaborate on the draft deal, but news agencies report that it's essentially similar to an agreement reached in Geneva earlier this month. That deal would commit Iran to shipping about 75% of its lightly enriched stockpile of uranium to Russia for further enrichment. The material would then be shipped to France to be converted into metal rods before being delivered back to Tehran. The rods would be used to power a research reactor in the Iranian capital that is making medical isotopes. More broadly, if all parties agree to the deal, it would diffuse international concerns about Iran's nuclear program. Iran says the program is for peaceful purposes, but Western nations fear Tehran is trying to build a nuclear bomb. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.